الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather again on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah in a few minutes to do tafakkur and tadabbur on the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a thought came to my mind about a week ago, thinking that we are in this new year of ours, and as the Muslim Ummah all over the place in the world is suffering, whether it's suffering collectively, publicly, in terms of group, or whether suffering in terms of internal problems, or whether suffering in terms of family issues, individual-wise, whatever the case may be, I found that there is one thing that is missing in us as Muslims, as brotherhood, as sisterhood together, as a huwa, that if we correct that one thing, automatically it will bring about a drastic change across the wave. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the status, the plight, the condition of a qawm until they change from within selves. Okay, this ayah is very easy to understand. I have to change from within. But what is it within that I have to change? Do I have to change my face, my posture, my personality, my shakhsiyah? What do I have to change? And we see in Surah Anfal, Surah 8, verse number 24, Allah tells us very beautifully that what is it that we have to change. Allah tells us in that ayah over there in Surah Anfal, that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. That all you believe, or you have iman who profess that they are Muslims, اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ. Istijaba means to answer, to respond, to give jawab, to give a return to something. The word itself inherently has an action, dynamism, activism embedded in it. It's a fa'il amr lil-jam' lil-kul. Istajibu. It is not something, nobody can claim that ayah is saying that, okay, put your hand on hand, relax on the couch, take it easy, and this is istijaba for Allah is saying. No. The word istijaba automatically means haraka, movement. You have to move and shake and do things to respond, to return. When somebody asks a question to someone, the other person who's been asked the question, he does not just respond sitting down quietly. He has to either nod, move his head, or say from his tongue yes or no, or give the answer. Meaning, whenever you have to answer something, you have to move. You have to give something back. You can't just sit back and say, that's my answer. Silence. Silence is not an answer at times. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Istajibu lillahi wa lirasul. Answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the call of his Rasul alayhi salam. Limadha ligaish. Istajibu lillahi wa rasul. Iza da'akum. When they call you, da'wa, yadum, tadum, iza da'akum. When Allah wa rasuluhu, when they call us, when Allah calls us and Rasul salam calls us to what? Iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. Here lies the crux of the issue. If you see it, the 1.6 billion Muslims strong around the world, we may claim that we are a very big power, 1.6 billion. We may claim that there's a big population. We may say that there are so many Muslims alive on this earth. But this ayah is saying, is the Muslim, is he or she really alive? Or are they just alive to eat food, drink, wear clothes, dress, libas, move on earth, get rizq, do their job, raise the kids, marry them, have family, have grandchildren? Is this a question of survival, or is this a question of alive, enlightened? That is what Allah is saying in this ayah. Very beautiful ayah. If you focus on this ayah, tafakkur and tadabbur, you read into the depths of the ma'ani, hidden, the wisdom. What is Allah really asking us? Allah is saying that istajibu lillahi rasul is a da'akum lima yuhyikum. Allah is saying that answer the call of Allah and answer the call of the Rasulullah sallam when they call you to something that gives you life. Lima yuhyikum, ahya. Ahya means life. Ahya means energy. Ahya means enthusiasm. Ahya means something to bring you from the dead, which really means having activism, being proactive, not being passive. But then the question comes up, from this word ahya, haya, life, there is another word that we have in our sharia, in our deen, and that is haya. And that is our topic today. What really Allah SWT is saying in this ayah, Allah is saying that if you want to be close to Him, if you want to be really alive in front of Allah in Yawm al-Qiyamah, and even in this dunya, if you really want to feel the iman, the strength, the warmth of it inside yourself, outside in your body, in your family, in your society, in your ummah, you have to develop haya, shyness, shame, modesty, morality, moral values, humility. This is the haya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, and Rasulullah sallallahu said in his many traditions, having the ability of haya, and that's what we're going to talk about today in this short minutes, that there are three dimensions. It's a multi-dimensional thing. On the outside of it, you can say very easily, you can translate haya, istahi min hadha, have haya of this, have some shyness, have some shame from this, or brother or sister. Usually we use that in our kalam, in our conversations, in our hadith to each other. We say istahi min hadha, have haya for this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here is also telling us that to make ourselves alive, we need to have haya, modesty, shame. I mean, English is a weak language, so it cannot really translate the true meaning of this word in Arabic, haya. But yeah, a weak meaning you can say is modesty, shame, shyness, morality, having some sort of, you know, feeling that no, I can't do that. Because the opposite of this is fahisha. The opposite of this is inad, meaning the opposite of haya is fahisha, meaning evil, sinfulness, cruelty, boldness, dashingness, having the courage and stamina and the vigor to go ahead and do something, do a sin in front of people and not feel bad about it. But the people who really have iman and khashya of Allah, they will even have haya from the mass, from the people. They don't want to do fahisha on the streets because they feel shy. But if the one who does the opposite, does the sin, that means they have no haya. Which in this ayah, Allah is saying that person really is dead. Yani ruhuhu, their spirit, their soul is dead because they have no haya, they have no shame. They have nothing that is stopping them or saving them from any kind of boldness or indecency, disrespect, dishonor. You know, sometimes people say, oh no, I'm not going to do that kind of an act. That is way below me. It's not befitting for my personality, my shakhsiyah. It's not my status to do something like that. Why? Because they have certain martabas, they have some standards, some ma'yar, some mizan, scale, with which they evaluate their own nafs. If they see someone doing a sin out on the street, on the public, in their mind and heart they say, no, I can never be like that. I can't do that. That's a healthy sign, a positive sign, a sign of haya, a sign of modesty, which really is the same word for Arabic for hayat, life. They come very close to each other, just a slight derivative in the Arabic language. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pitting two things together. Your life, your being alive, is connected to how much shame and shyness and modesty you have. Haya and hayat. Your hayat, your life is from haya. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul is a da'akum lima yuhyikum. Answer the call of Allah and the Rasul when they call you to something that gives you life, that gives you enigma, that gives you to wake you up, to really make you insane, differentiate you from an animal, hayawan. Because this is the thing that differentiates us. An animal, you may see, even the animal has some haya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us insan fi ahsani taqweem. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah is saying that we have created human being insan in the best of formation. If the animals have haya, shame in doing some act, and they don't like doing it in public, they go behind a tree or something, how on earth can the insan come and do it in public? Public decency code, public morality, public modesty code, values, these are all part of haya, shyness and shame. And we see that Allah Ta'ala is saying exactly this thing in the Quran. That is a da'akum when Allah, what does Allah call us to? Quran, Kitabullah, Tawheed, Wahdaniyah. What does the Prophet call us to? His Sunnah, Sunnah to Rasul alayhi salam, his traditions, his style, his whole life was full of haya. In fact, Abdullah ibn Abbas, or I think Abdullah ibn Masud, I'm not sure which Sahabi, one of the two, he said that Kana Rasulullah was akthar haya'an, he was more shy and having modesty than a young girl, a virgin young girl. He was more shy than that. And then we look at Uthman later on, Uthman ibn Affan, about whom Rasulullah said in this dunya, in this life, that ya Uthman, even the malaika yastahyuna minka ya Uthman. Even the malaikas feel shy and shameful to come in front of you. Malaika feel haya to come in front of Uthman. Not why? Because of Uthman's beauty, Uthman's body or figure? No. Iman. Taqwa lillah. Khashya lillah. Ibadah. His rabt ma'allah, his ilaqa ma'allah. Can you imagine another creation? Not insan, not human. Another realm, another reality, another creation. Malaika are feeling yastahyun, istahya min Uthman ibn Affan. An insan who has kalimatu la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. In other words, this kalima is not something that we just memorize, put in our heart, put in our mind. This kalima is supposed to give us life. And the alama to hayatuhu, the alama, the sign, the ayah, the sign and symbol of the life of someone is from their haya, from their modesty, morality, from their shame, from their shyness. You see them, and many, there are many examples in the Quran which you will see today. But before that, there's a hadith of Rasulullah. He said, what is so important about haya? Why is haya so important? Why is this modesty and morality and shyness so important? Because he said in the hadith, "Inna mimma abraka an-nas min kalam an-nabuwwah al-ula, idha lam tastahi fasna ma shi't." Rasulullah said that this haya is not only me talking about. I'm not. Muhammad ibn Arabi is not the only one who's saying alayhi salatu wasalam about haya. But min kalam an-nabuwwah al-ula, min Adam alayhi salam time till the time of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the prophets, they talked about haya. They preached haya, teached haya, imbibed haya, modesty and shyness. So he's saying, in the Rinna Awalika Nas, in Kalam al Nabut Ula, Nas, Nisi Muslimin wa Mu'min Faqat, Nas, Ali, human beings, humanity, from the time of Adam alayhi salam's time, till my time, he's saying, all of them, Abraka, Kalam al Nabut Ula, one common ground, one common teaching that they learned from all the prophets, from Adam alayhi salam's time to my prophet, he's saying, is that, إذا لم تستحي فاصنع ما شئت. That if you lose shame and shyness, if this thing evaporates, goes away from our heart, from our soul, from our nafs, فاصنع. فاصنع صناع. إصنع means to do whatever you feel like. Meaning this is this haya in our life, in our body, is that magnet that is stopping the nafs from being corrupt, stopping the nafs from doing fahish, stopping the nafs from ridiculing their parents, stopping the nafs from fighting with their spouses, stopping the nafs from mistreating their children. Haya is that paramount magnetic force, centrifugal in the heart of someone that stops them from all sayyat. And this is what we need to nurture and cultivate in our heart. As if consider your heart like a big, plain, fertile ground, full of grass. It's your ground, it's your own power, it's your own kingdom. Cultivate it, fertile, and cultivate in it haya, modesty and shame and shyness, morality, moral values, having certain things that this is very low. When Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ, He's really saying that I have created Allah, the insan, in such haya that they are the afdhalul khalq when you see compared to other khalaiq, makhluqat on the earth. And that is what Rasulullah is saying. Some people misinterpret this hadith. They say, oh look, Rasulullah is saying, fasna' ma shi', go ahead, do whatever you want to do. No. That's misinterpreted. You're only reading half of the hadith. Look at the other half of this. He's saying, if and when, lam tastahi, that, oh human being, ya insan, if you have lost the very essence of haya. If you've lost your modesty, you've lost your morality, you've lost your khashya and taqwa of Allah, if you've lost your shyness, that you don't feel shy to do such an act while Allah is watching you, fasna ma shi'ta, because then everything is given up. It's a gone case, khalas. Pack up the bag and leave. Why? Because the very thing that is the ilaqa, irtidad ma Allah, haya, is gone. And that's why I picked up that ayah today in the beginning, for those who came late, that in Surah Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exactly talking about this. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul iza da'akum da'akum lima yuhyikum. When they call you, when the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah is calling you, O mu'mineen, to something that gives you life. And what is that? Haya. Just like we see that the Rasulullah kana ashaddu haya'an, he was more shy and modest and moralistic in that than a young virgin girl. And he's using that as an example to show us that just like a young virgin girl is in the sense of a bit is like with the haya and everything, he's comparing that the Rasulullah is more than that. That's the Sahabi saying. And then we see that Uthman ibn Affan, the Rasulullah said about him, that even the malaika yastahiyuna minka ya Uthman. And he said this at a time when he was after Salatul Asr in the Masjid Nabawi, he was relaxing a little bit, you know, putting, reclining on something, and his foot little bit got off, saq, kana yakshifu an saqih. His shin bone, the clothes went over a little bit, and his shin bone was a little bit apparent. The people, Sahaba sitting around him, they could see. But the woman Uthman ibn Affan entered the majlis, entered the Masjid Nabawi, immediately Rasulullah got sat up from reclining position, and he corrected his clothes so that his whole leg can be covered. And the Sahaba asked, what is this, Ya Rasulullah? He said, أَلَمْ تَعْرِفْ أَنَّ أُثْمَانْ دَخَلَ. Don't you see that Uthman has entered? And this is someone that the malaika يَسْتَحْيُونَ مِنْكَ فَكَيْفَ أَنَا لَا أَسْتَحْيُ مِنْهُ. Meaning, how can I not proper my attire? Meaning, haya is something that is such of a paramount importance, it controls the nafs. And that is exactly what Rasulullah is saying. That haya is one teaching that was common in all the prophets, regardless of whatever their people or followers talk about. Because he said, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَضْرَكَ مِنْ كَلَامًا نُبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ. There is a negation, there is a nahiya, there is a naqis. That if you don't have any haya, if you've lost your haya, fasna ma shayt, because then you will have all the stubbornness, you'll have the audacity, the boldness, the dashingness to do anything. That is why we see that sometimes people have the kalima in their heart, on their tongue, but we see them cheating people, deceiving people. Why? Because of lack of haya. We see that some people have kalima tawheed in themselves, but they are dressing in such a dislike and abhorrent attire that you would say, where is the kalima? Because there is no haya. Kalima is there, but the haya, ahya al-kalima, mush mawjood. And that is what Allah is saying. That if the kalima is there and the haya, the life of it, the kalima, the gist of the kalima, is missing from the body and soul, then that body and soul will do whatever they please. That is why the ayah is saying, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul iza da'akum lima yuhyikum. And that is why the one who has lost haya, they will be doing all kinds of shameful acts in public, in private, in other places. They won't care about whether what people think of, what people look towards them. And that is why we see that the haya is in three dimensions. There are not three types, haya is only one and one and only, but there are three dimensions to it. We'll go through that very quickly. What are those three? First of all, haya al-insan ma'allah. Haya'uhu min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the haya of the insan is that imtithalu awamirihi wal kafu an zawajiri. That the person having haya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they will always feel shy from breaking any rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haya of the insan. Because they are on the level of ihsan. يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَرَوْنَ فَأَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَاهُمْ. They are those people who are worshipping Allah as if they see Him. And obviously they know that they can't see Him, but they are mindful that Allah is watching Him. And that is what the haya of the insan with Allah. That they are 24/7 in their subconscious, in their brain, in their mind, they have this thing plaguing them, pinching them, intriguing them. Oh, Allah is watching. Allah is watching. So what if people are not watching?
So what if other relatives are not watching? So what if the whole dunya is not watching? My Allah is watching. So there are two aspects of haya in that. One, that they shy away from all the fitna and fasad and fujur and fusuq that Allah has made us aware of. They don't even come close to that. They don't even come close to the boundary, hududullah. La ya'taduna hududullah. They don't transgress the boundaries of Allah. If Allah said that this is haram, this is haram, this is haram, they don't even come to the avenues and channels that would lead to the haram. Just like Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهَا فَاهِشَةَ. As Allah says that, don't even come close. تَقْرَبُ قُرْب. Forget about the zina itself. That itself is haram. Allah is saying, وَلَا, and He says, don't even come near zina. Meaning what? Don't take the avenues, tools, channels that would lead you one day or make you slip towards zina. So imagine what to talk about the crime itself. And the people who have haya, they will exactly implement this ayah. So we see the other dimension of haya. One dimension of haya is staying away from the muharramat that Allah has told us. The other dimension of haya is the things that Allah has said, awamiruhu. The things that He said, do this and do that and do the sunnah. The one who has more haya, they'll be praying salatul dhuha. They'll be praying salatul awadin. They'll be praying salatul qiyamul layl and tahajjud. This is from the haya. Because they feel so shy that how can I not do these nawafil and sunan when Allah has blessed me so much? This is how their characteristics is. This is how a person who has haya, this is how he or she thinks. They think by their bondship with Allah. How on earth can I be facing Allah on the Day of Judgment when Allah has blessed me with so many things and I'm just doing the faraid? No. I have, from their haya, it compels them, pushes them to do more than the faraid. They don't just suffice on 2 rak'ah of fajr. They don't just suffice on 4 rak'ah of dhuhr. They do more before and after, just to show Allah their haya. And they don't just suffice on the fast of Ramadan. Khalas, 3 days of Ramadan, it's free from me. No, you see them fasting in Shawwal, in Muharram, in Sha'ban, in Zulhijjah, in other months. Why? This is from their haya. It's compelling them. It is a feeling that is reverberating in their mind, in their soul, in their blood, pushing them to do such acts. Why? لِأَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ وَلِقُرْبَ الْإِلَهِ. This is haya min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other dimension, haya min al-nas. Although the best and afdal is haya min Allah. But the fuqaha and hukama and the scholars say, ulama, that if someone doesn't have haya from Allah, you might see in them some good left, because they will have haya from the nas. You see that when they're alone, they may be in a different attire. But when they're in front of people, they start to change their behavior and attire. And then people say, oh, look at that person. He's scared of people, or he's shy from people, but he's not scared from Allah. Yes, it's true that this is not a propagative, or it's not an appreciative property. But at least appreciate in that insan that he or she has some iman, khashya left, that they feel shy to do that abhorring act in front of someone else. Because there are other people who don't even لا يستحيون من الناس ولا يستحيون من الله. They have no shy or shame or modesty either in front of people or in front of Allah. Whether they are alone or whether they are in public, they say, I don't care. It's my life, it's my body, it's my wish, I rule. This I don't care principle does not fit in Islam, because it's not from the haya of the insan. So we see that second dimension is haya min al-nas. People, at least, the very least, they feel bad doing something in front of others. In their heart, in their soul, in their dhamir, ittirab, irritation. They feel something is pinching, paining. No, how can I do that in front of people? What will people think of me? This is a good sign. Yes, it's not the best sign. The best is to feel haya from Allah. But if they have not reached that stage yet, at least we should encourage that they are not doing it in public, because something could be worse than that, that they might do that act in public and not feel bad about it. That is exactly what Rasulullah said, that إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شَئْتَ. The only thing that is stopping you from behaving from misbehaving and disrespecting in public is haya. If you lose haya, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاسْنَعْ مَا شَئْتَ, you'll see that people will start doing anything. And the biggest example of this hadith of Rasulullah is right here where we live in this country. Because there are people in our society, in the malls, in the park. I don't need to explain. You all know, you've been living here 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. You know the exact example, visual, graphic image of this hadith of Rasulullah, that look, that when someone does not have haya, they will do in public, in front of the eyes of others, things and actions that you will even want to close your eyes and close your son and daughter's eyes. But how long are you going to control closing people's eyes? You have to develop in them, charter inside of them, this notion of haya. Last but not the least, the third dimension of haya is حياؤه من نفسه فيكون بالعفة والصيانة الخلوات. As the scholars explain, that the third dimension of haya is haya من نفسه. That if this person does not feel shy from Allah, does not feel shy from the people, but at least they feel shy from their own self. How? You might say, because when they're alone, they say, no, I can't go this low. You know, sometimes when a person is doing a sin, is doing a jurm, jara'im, kabair, or anything, when a person is indulged in fitna and fasad, there is some good in their heart, in their soul. النفس بطبيعته ليس فساد. النفس بطبيعته عنده حياة. لأن الحياة من الفطرة الإنسان وفطرة الله. كما قال عز وجل في سورة روم سورة 30 آية نمبر 30. Allah SWT is saying that the nafs, the soul from inside, is not evil, is not corrupt. Allah created every soul, every nafs on the fitrah of haya, modesty, shy and shame, morality. As Allah says in Surah Rum, Surah 30, verse 30, that fitrah of Allah الذي فطر الناس عليه لا تبديل لخلق الله. No dare anyone can say on this earth that my soul is corrupt, my soul is bad by nature, by birth. Haram. Because the ayah is saying that Allah creates everyone on the fitrah. And the fitrah of Allah is tawheed. The fitrah of Allah is iman. The fitrah of Allah is haya, is khashya. The fitrah of Allah is shyness, shame, morality, modesty. Meaning no matter how low someone will go, but they will reach a point where they'll say, this is enough. It's far too low. I can't go below this. Yes, I have so many sins. Yes, I have so many sayyid. Yes, I've been bad for so many years and so many days and this and that. But somewhere it will hit them. Hit them like a sword, like a spear, like an arrow. It will trigger in their mind and brain that how low can I go? I can't go low below this. But when they're seeing this, when they're feeling this, nobody's around them. Only them. This is haya min nafsihi. Al-iffah, al-ifaf. Modesty and shame, that even if they're doing something that is haram, while doing the haram, something will trigger them, something will come in their mind, and they'll stop it. Suppose they're looking at some magazine that they're not supposed to. While looking and looking, sometimes it will kick them, what am I doing? And Allah istahi min Allah, wa la istahi min al-nas, but what am I doing? And they'll close it. Who and what gave them this? It's from their inside. Because the nafs, ar-ruh, ruh by its nature is tabi'ah, is good. And temporarily, when they open the magazine, temporarily, they forgot about Allah. Nasi, nisyan. Because if they knew Allah was watching, they would have never opened that magazine in the first place. And temporarily, they have forgotten about people. Oh, the doors are locked, windows are closed, nobody knows, only me, so I can lock. But by flipping the pages, something strikes their mind, their heart, and it triggers, and they close it. And immediately they say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayk. أقول قولي هذا وأصلي لكم واستغفر فاستغفروا إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه من سنة بسنته يوم الدين أما بعد. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, this topic is very important, although one jumma cannot be suffices for it. But this topic is the crux of the issue. It is the fulcrum, the pivot that balances everything. It is the core ingredient, the loop. In Arabic, loop means the core, the depth, the center of something. Like you open up a fruit, you have a seed in the loop, in the middle of it. The loop of our haya, of our life, is al-haya. And you can see that both words are so rhyming and so close to each other. One means life, one means modesty, chastity, morality. In other words, Allah is saying, you are alive if you are modest. You are alive if you are morally correct. You are alive if you are chaste. And the three dimensions that I just gave you, we see in the Quran. There are many examples in the Quran. We don't have much time left. But very quickly, I want to give you some examples of haya. First one that we said, haya min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? How do you feel shy from Allah? How do you feel modest and chaste in front of Allah? How do you feel shy? We see from the example of Quran, Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. When Allah gave him the hilm, the dream, Izbah, sacrifice your son. At what age? He was 100 years old, as some reports say. His son in the teenagers, 13, 12, 14. Because he got Ismail alayhi salam at a very old age. Imagine a father who for so many years, 87 years, he had no son, no child, and then he gets him, and then he, Rabbu fi bayti, he made his tarbiyah, he may nurture him, groom him, take care of him for 10, 12, 13 years, and then finally he sees in one dream, oh, Allah is asking. Here is the haya. If it was probably one of us, weak Muslims, we would say, oh Allah, please save my son, please. No, you're asking too much, I can't bear it. No. وَلَا قَالَ كَلِمَةً وَلَا قَالَ أُفْ. He didn't even say, أُفْ, Ya Allah, you gave me this son after so many years. He never even requested Allah to spare his son. Rather, what did he say? Ya Ibni, أُنْظُرْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى إِنِّي أَرَى أَنِّي أَذْبَهُكَ فِي الْمَنَامِ فَانْظُرْ مَا تَرَى يَا إِبْنِي. Oh my beloved son, oh my Habib son, look, what do you see? إِنِّي أَنْظُرْ, I as your father, I saw a dream, Allah showed me, أَنِّي أَذْبَهُكَ فِي الْمَنَامِ. Look at the son, look at the haya of the son. The son is also the son of a prophet. The son knows haya ma' Allah. He didn't start crying and da'wah, please ask your Allah, ask our Allah to please save me. No, he didn't get nervous and hysterical. But he said, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajuduni insha'Allahu min as-sabiri. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Ibrahim wa Ismail alayhi salam. This is the haya min Allah. Kayfa aqulu amam Allah wa nastahi minhu. Amarani an asbahu ibni wa kayfa aqulu hakadhalik. And Rasul alayhi salam is also from Al of Ismail alayhi salam. Look at the haya of Rasul alayhi salam. Fil Mi'raj. He went, he got 50 rak'ah. Today we are praying 5. We should be thankful to Rasulullah that he asked, he pleaded Allah. And also Musa was in the way to help him and said, my ummah couldn't do it, your ummah will not do it, go back and reduce it. He went back 45. Again Musa sent him again. Again he went 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, until he came to 5. Then Musa still said, Ya Muhammad, go back up. Because even this is thaqeel ala ummatika. And for some people today, we see how thaqeel fajr becomes sometimes in the morning, especially if it's summertime at 3:30, 4 o'clock. But look at the jawab of Rasulullah to Musa alayhi salam. Rasulullah said, كَيْفَ أَقُولُ كَذَلِكَ أَنَا أَسْتَحِي مِنْهُ. I went so many times, I kept going from 50 to 45 to this, now 5, and still you're telling me, لا لا لا, أَسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ. هَذَا هُوَ الْمَنْبَلْ أَسَاسَ الْحَيَاةِ. Al-haya'u min dakhil nafsis. This is the whole crux of the whole issue of our life. Having the inner desire to feel shy. Now, how can I ask Allah? Imagine, where do we stand as Muslimin? This was the ma'yar of anbiya. True, they are prophets. True, they are different little bit. But they are human beings like us. They are role models. Qudwa hasana lana. So we have to develop in our life, in our hayat, the haya that is like that. And how boldly we sometimes do things and we don't even think Allah is watching us. How boldly we do sometimes, how boldly we say sometimes words from our tongue and we don't even regret it. And we don't even feel the pain that someone else must have felt because of what we said from our tongue. Imagine how will Allah feel. This is the example of haya min Allah. And the second dimension, haya min al-nas. Look again, example in the Quran, Surah Qasas, Surah 28, verses 34, I believe. In the Qissa of Musa Islam, لَمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ مَدْيَنْ لَمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْ مِصْرُ وَجَعَ لَمَدْيَنْ. When he exited from Egypt and he came to Madian, over there he saw in a well. Ashabu Madian, people of Madian, they are getting water from a well, collecting water. وَإِمْرَأَتَيْنْ تَزُودَانْ. And he saw on the side, on the corner, two women, two young girls, standing on the side, away from the hujum, from the whole public and full of people. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا. He said, what are you two girls doing here? What is your issue here? They responded that لَا نَسْتَطِيَ الرِّيَا. We cannot get the water from here because they're old men over here. وَأَبُوْنَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. And they're also giving the excuse that we as women, we have haya, we have shame, shyness, modesty. We don't feel like coming over here and mingling with men. We don't feel like butting our elbows and hands with men and dragging the water from the well with a bucket. We are standing on the side until the hujum clears out. When there is privacy, we'll go there as women and collect the water. And they're giving the excuse that there is no young men in our house, otherwise we would not have been here. And our father, Abuna Shaykhun Kabir, our father is an old man. He he cannot come and fetch the water. Look, all this information embedded in one ayah. What did Musa alayhi salam say? He said, go back home, I will get the water for you. And then Allah says, فَجَعَلَ إِسْتَحْيَا. One of the women came back with haya, with shame and shyness, that I've been at old, my father is calling you. I'm just here to tell you, there's no male in the house. And the father is old, he cannot come and call you. So I'm calling you, min wara hijab. This is haya, min al-nas, in front of people. Not having no haya, not having immodesty, immorality, not having boldness and dashingness. Men, women, equal, I can look eye in eye, I can talk to you face to face, I can be so close to your face and talk to you, not having any distance. But look at these women, that the well was there and they were way on the side. And Musa Islam being a prophet, he noticed this haya of the second dimension, min al-nas. And the last but not the least, haya min nafs al-insan, we see in Qissa to Yusuf Islam. All these are prophets of Allah mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Yusuf Islam, when we hear, we know this story so many times, when Imrat al-Aziz ghalaqat al-awwab wa qalat hayta lak, qala ma'adha Allah. إِنَّ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. When the wife of that viceroy or the chairman or the governor of Egypt, when she closed the door, and as we already know that Yusuf Islam was very beautiful, very attractive, and then she became corrupt from her heart and soul, and she closed the door and started approaching Yusuf and called him on, he said what? مَعَاذَ Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. This is حَيَا مِن نَفْسِ الْإِنسَانِ. And also you can say that haya min Allah, because of course he's a prophet of Allah, and he's saying what? Inna Rabbi ahtan waswai. Certainly my Rabb is watching me and he's the best of example to see and everything. And then he, look how Allah saves someone when they have haya. When he ran and ran in the hall and reached the door, he opened, Aziz was there with his advisor. And immediately the woman, she changed, his wife changed. She said, oh, what should be the jaza, what should be the recompense of the person who attacks the integrity of your wife? She changed, 180 degrees converted. She was the culprit, she was the one who approached Yusuf Islam. But the moment she saw her husband, she put the thumb on Yusuf. But look, كيف الله سبحانه وتعالى برأ يوسف. The advisor gave the advice to the king or the aziz, he said, look, let's see the shirt, قميص يوسف. If the fingerprints are on the front, that means Yusuf is culprit and your wife is bari. But if the fingerprints are on the back of the shirt qamis, then your wife is the culprit and Yusuf is bari. Look at the thinking, look at the philosophy. And yes, when the aziz looked at the shirt, he saw the fingerprints of his wife on the back. Meaning what? That if it's from the back, she was chasing him. And she is the culprit. This is the jaza of the haya of Yusuf Islam min nafsihi. He did not want to go below his nafs. And that is what we mean by haya min nafsi. That we should have some martaba. We should have some ma'yar, some mizan. We should have some criterion. Some allocation that I cannot go below this. This is below me. Not befitting of me. I'm not going to go that low in the tazleel of something of the nafs that I lose such an act. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq for haya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage us.